Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 14. In the last episode, I talked a little bit about self-awareness and how self-awareness can help us improve our relationships. And in this episode, I want to talk about how a lack of self-awareness, and especially a lack of self-worth, can impact the way that we get our needs met and the relationships that we build. A lack of self-worth and self-awareness are a danger to both ourselves and to the people around us. When we lack self-worth, or a healthy awareness of how others may be impacted by our behaviors, we're susceptible to minimizing our needs as well as our impact. If someone provides us with feedback about their experience with us, lacking awareness or proper assignment of value to ourselves can result in minimizing that person's feelings rather than objectively viewing how they perceived their experience with us. Building healthy relationships depends heavily on a feedback cycle, where we tell someone how it feels to interact with them, and they tell us how it feels to interact with us. Each person has an obligation to respectfully state their experiences and respectfully accept feedback. We cannot accept feedback from every person we interact with, but we have the personal responsibility to find trusted partners to help us grow. And to be a kind of reliable mirror to our actions and the impacts of our actions. Cooperating with other people in this way gives us the full scope of self-awareness. It's not possible for us to experience ourselves. We know how we want to be perceived, but healthy relationships depend on us being able to verify with others that we're being received or experienced the way we intend to be. Assigning value to ourselves allows us to better understand how or why someone reacts to us the way they do. Devaluing ourselves results in two prominent behaviors that will impact others' perception of us. One, we believe that we're not taking up time, space, or emotions with our own feelings and experiences. And two, we expect others, subconsciously, to not take up time, space, or emotions with their feelings and experiences. Essentially, you keep quiet because I keep quiet. If my feelings aren't valuable, then your feelings aren't valuable. If I'm not important, then what I did couldn't have hurt you. Valuing ourselves helps us take responsibility for the ripples of our actions. Knowing our own worth or value gives us the stability and perspective to see our emotional mass and intentionally manage its impact. Each person has emotional mass, which is made up of our wants, needs, and the lens through which we view other people's communication, as well as the way we've historically perceived our needs being met or our feelings getting validated. Our emotional mass is essentially made up of all the ways we've been treated and how we've been responded to, and how we've processed or not processed that information. We don't have control over the size or creation of our emotional mass, but we can become aware of its existence. Awareness of how our past frames the way we process the present lets us choose which behaviors serve us in a healthy way, and which ones push people away or otherwise create distance around us. We aren't always immediately aware of how our emotional mass is affecting ourselves or others. Being open to feedback gives us a full picture to work with, so we can make an intentional effort to be a healthy person for others to interact with. Denying ourselves our emotional mass, or the space we take up emotionally, keeps us from finding the validation and fulfillment we want and need. Recognizing that we don't have the ability to reduce our emotional mass lets us forgive ourselves for having it. And it lets us forgive others for having their own. Communicating from this angle, where each person is aware of and forgiving of the space they take up, leads to healthy compromises and bridge building, where each person identifies their own needs and their capacity to help meet the needs of someone else. Understanding the breadth of our emotional mass doesn't happen with one person or in one conversation, but rather it's an ongoing process of evaluating our behaviors and then looking for feedback from trusted partners. Assigning value or worth to ourselves is simply the act of acknowledging our emotional mass and being unapologetic about its existence. Knowing that we have needs and experiences that shape the way we perceive interactions, and then respecting those needs, gives us the ability to empathize with the emotional mass of others. We can further empathize with their needs and means of communication, and also evaluate their needs and means of communication so that we can make healthy decisions for ourselves about how and where this person fits into our care community. We don't have the capacity to handle every person's emotional mass, and every person doesn't have the capacity to handle ours. That's okay. Self-awareness is a tool that we can use to gain perspective over the space we take up. Finding comfort in that awareness is how we can come to value ourselves. And when we value ourselves, we know our impact, we know the dynamics that we create, and we can build strong, healthy relationships. Engaging people from our care community allows us to master our self-awareness so that we can become a better advocate for our own needs and our capacity to meet the needs of others. Self-awareness and self-worth, or respect for our emotional mass, makes us a safe and stable care partner. It helps us navigate relationships and get our needs met in open and healthy ways. In the next episode, I want to talk about when we're in relationships and we're implementing boundaries that we believe are healthy, but could actually be toxic boundaries used in place of communication. In episode 15, when boundaries are replacing communication.